Welcome. My name is Elder Prophetess Patricia Wright with Rosebud Ministries, and welcome to my first podcast. I'm excited to be able to come to you with some exciting, helpful, equipping, and empowering information that will help you grow in our walk with the Lord. In the Rosebud Ministries, it is an outreach ministry to widows and those who have experienced loss. And so that would be all of us, right? Because as we go through life, we sometimes experience those losses. But I'm here to let you know that there is restoration available to you each and every day. The title of this podcast is Fragrance Required. You know, one of my favorite songs as I'm listening to it as we make this recording is Holy Spirit, fill this room. Shekinah glory, sweet perfume. Hallelujah. We need your presence. We need you. Oh, yes. So, Holy Spirit, fill this room. Hallelujah. So we understand in the Father's creation of man that he gave us these five senses. We're all pretty familiar with those five senses. Even if we were to ask some elementary children, they could probably tell us about those five senses that consist of sight or seeing, hearing, tasting, touching, and lastly, but not leastly, the gift or the sense of smell. You know, there's nothing like having an aroma or a smell that is pleasing to us, but sometimes not all fragrances are good fragrances, right? And I was thinking also about the title that the Father's given to me about fragrance required. We live in a society, many times when we go places, we see a sign that may say shoes required, shirt required. Most of the time, those are restaurants. And this became popular in the 70s, around the time when that counterculture was going on, the revolution was going on, a free spirit was available to us then. We know the culture that was happening back in the 70s. And so many of the vendors and the restaurants and the places that serve food no longer wanted people to come in without shoes, without shirt, because of health issues or the possibility of spreading germs because of the more exposing of the body. And so it became popular that they would have signs up that said, shoes required, shirt required. And as we go on in these lessons that I'll be teaching you about fragrance required, a fragrance that the Father has left on record, that he wants us to exude and exemplify as followers of the Messiah, Yeshua, or you say, some people say Jesus the Christ. And so we're going to be talking about those lessons as we go along in this podcast. And we may not get to everything today. We're not going to empty out too much at one time, but you'll be able to come back, listen to this again, and we'll be coming back on a weekly basis, just releasing some more fragrance to you. But as we're going to be talking today a little bit about fragrance required, about the five senses, again, that the Father has left here on for us humans to enjoy, just think what it would be like if you missed just one of your senses. Let's look at the sense of sight, perhaps. Sight. The Father wants us to be open. He opens our eyes, right, to his glory, to his goodness, his mercy, his love. He's our creator. And so we're able to see through our eyes the gifts that he's given us, the gift of creation, right? We love to see the beauty of the springtime when the flowers are so vibrant. And even in the wintertime when the first snowfall, we see the beauty of that. And we see the beauty in just color and life and children and art and different things that we have the blessing of being able to see with our natural eyes. And so that's a gift, and it's a sense, but it's also a gift that the Father has given us. And then we think about the gift of hearing. The scripture is very clear that faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God or the word of Elohim. And how can we hear without a preacher? And how can that preacher come unless they are sent? And so we understand again that this is a great gift to us. If you've ever been around someone that has lost their hearing or have not had the gift of hearing, they're able to communicate in other ways, most of the time by sign language, and sometimes even by amplifying the sound. But many times, again, these gifts that we have that the Father has left on record for us, sometimes we forget about them or take them advantage of them. But we do need, and we're thankful for the gift of hearing. Our next one would be tasting. The scripture says, "Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good." And so the gift of taste. Now, when I think about the gift of taste, you ever have been around your favorite food? We love, most Americans, most people in general, love to be able to eat. But we sometimes forget that this is truly a gift. And then the scripture reminds us that we are the salt. If you've ever had food that's not properly seasoned, sometimes people are restricted with their sodium intake or their salt intake, and they cannot use salt. But the scripture reminds us that we are the salt of the earth. And if the salt loses its ability to release the sodium, what good is it? But we are to have that gift of being able to taste. Again, the scripture tells us, "Oh, taste and see." And then the scripture reminds us also that we are the salt of the earth. And there's scripture also that tells us, one of the scriptures says for us to eat the whole roll. That was a scripture that was released. And then in Revelation, John the Revelator was told to eat, hallelujah, the entire roll that was put before him. And it was supposed to be sweet when he tasted it, but then it became bitter as he began to see futuristically what was going to happen. So another gift that the Father has given us, and that would be touching. Hallelujah. The gift of touch is so important that we touch and that we are touched, amen, in a proper way, of course. And so how many times have people missed out on that gift of touch, and it causes them to be drawn back, maybe in some type of mental place because they weren't touched? But the scripture tells us, again, to lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. The Father, many times we see in the scripture where the Messiah, Jesus, Yeshua, touched the people in the crowd. And that was a good touch. And a holy touch from the Father. And then lastly, let's talk about fragrance, the gift of smell. Hallelujah. The gift of smell. Now, when we think about smell, I think about not just cologne, but think about flowers and think about your favorite food, perhaps. If you go into a place, say you go to Cinnabon, and they have those delicious cinnamon rolls, and you can smell the aroma. Or sometimes it may be during the Thanksgiving time when you smell the dressing and the pies and the different things that are being cooked. And sometimes it may be it's a summertime and you can smell the wood, the hickory wood being cued for the barbecue. So we all have those fragrances, hallelujah, that remind us of things. But the Father has left on record something that's very interesting. If we take a look in the scripture, he tells us that about a fragrance. So let's look just briefly as we're talking about fragrance being required, we're going to go to 2 Corinthians, the 2nd chapter. And it's very clear on record here that in that 14th verse, it says, "But thanks be to Elohim," that's his Hebrew name, or God, "who always leads us on." He's the leader, hallelujah, "to overcome in the Messiah," or in Jesus Christ, "the manifest and manifest through us fragrance, the fragrance of his knowledge in every place." And so he's telling us as believers, hallelujah, that you have a fragrance. If you know the Messiah, if you have a relationship with the Messiah, Jesus, the Messiah, that we should be exuding and overcoming in our ways that's manifest through the fragrance, through the Messiah. Amen. It says, "But thanks be to Elohim, who always leads us on to overcome in Messiah and manifest through us the fragrance of his knowledge in every place." So I just want to encourage you today, if you hadn't thought about the fragrance that you're exuding, I just want to encourage you that you do have a fragrance. You do have a fragrance. If you're a believer in the Messiah, if you have, you can see the gifts that the Father has put before us because of the sense of seeing. We can hear the gospel. The scripture tells us to taste and see that the Lord is good, and we can touch, but also we are supposed to be the aroma. Hallelujah. We're supposed to be that fragrance that other people can smell. We should be able to smear and rub our fragrance, or just live this life so powerfully that other people can smell the aroma of your existence here in the earth, to not only just be here in the earth, but be a fragrance that others will want to be around. I just ask that you come back. Next time, we'll continue to talk about fragrance required here at Rosebud Ministries. I invite you to tune in. You can also visit us on our website at www.rosebudministries.org. Again, my name is Prophetess Patricia Elder Wright. This has been Rosebud Ministries. Goodbye for now.